بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن أم المؤمنين أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها، واسمها هند بنت أبي أمية حذيفة المخزومية رضي الله عنها، أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا خرج من بيته قال: بسم الله توكلت على الله، اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أضل أو أضل أو أزل أو أزل أو أظلم أو أظلم أو أجهل أو يجهل علي. حديث صحيح، رواه أبو داود والترمذي وغيرهما بأسانيد صحيحة. The narrator of this hadith is a Sahabiya by the name of Hind bint Abi Umayya Huzaifa Makhzumiya, more famously known as Umm Salma radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was one of the Azwaj Mutahharat, that is the pure wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was married to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the fourth year of Hijrah. Umm Salma was known for her excellent akhlaq, character, and Allah Ta'ala made her such that she was very beautiful also. She passed away in the 62nd year of Hijrah. She was the last of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pass away. She passed away at the age of 90. 378 ahadith are narrated by her. There have been many instances where the special intelligence which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given her, her understanding of human nature, became very, very apparent because of the type of advice that she gave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One glaring example of this was on the occasion of Hudaybiyah, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered into a truce, a treaty with the people of Makkah, by which already the ihram had been tied to proceed for Umrah. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam agreed to abandon his plans for Umrah in that year in the interest of promoting peace. This was a very, very bitter and a difficult pill for the Sahaba-e-Kiram to swallow, that after having tied their ihram, they must now turn back and go back to Medina Munawwara. A famous incident, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in his Fazail Amal also he mentions, Umar radiallahu ta'ala at that time couldn't control himself, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, how is it possible? You are the true Nabi of Allah and you have told us that we will make Umrah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I didn't tell you that it was this year. It could be, I prophesied, but yes, Allah ta'ala will fulfill it. Okay, it was a very, very difficult and a very critical juncture. So she gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advice that, Ya Rasulullah, the reason they are not accepting this at heart is that you haven't actually shaved your head. You shave your head and you come out of ihram and then they will understand and accept this. And it will eventually they will come to terms with it. So on many occasions she gave certain advice to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by which we can see the extreme intelligence which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed her with. In any case, she is the narrator of this hadith. Like this, 378 ahadith are narrated by her. She said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would leave the house, he would recite this dua. The Bismillah, in the name of Allah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, I place my tawakkul, my trust, total trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, I seek your protection from going astray and from being led astray, from slipping or being caused to slip, from wrongdoing others or being wronged by others, from myself being ignorant or someone behaving ignorantly towards me. We can see this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again, very, very comprehensive dua. In this, basically, if we ponder on the words of this dua, a person is seeking protection from every conceivable evil before he leaves his house. Everything that could possibly get happen wrong with him, he's seeking protection from that. And if you ponder over the meaning of this dua, he is asking Allah Ta'ala to give him the tawfiq and ability not to harm anyone else, not to harm any family member, not to harm any other human being, and not to engage in anything that is against the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a very beautiful dua, maybe a little bit difficult to learn if you look at the words of it. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an adilla aw udhal, aw azilla aw uzal, aw adlim aw udlam, aw ajhal aw yujhal alay. That, Ya Allah, I place my trust upon you and I ask you protection. One, when we go out of the house, in the outside world, there are many things that can cause a person to lose his iman, cause him to go astray. So he's asking Allah, Ya Allah, I don't want to go astray. And nothing should lead me astray also. Likewise, a person can slip, he can make mistakes, or others can cause him to make mistakes. He can make zulm on others, zulm can be made upon him. He can exhibit ignorance towards others. Others can behave ignorantly towards him. So he's seeking protection from all this. And one ulama mentioned, they say, like, just like you put on your clothes to, before you leave the house, you put on the clothes, if it's cold, you put on a jacket to protect yourself from the cold. If you recite this dua, you're protecting yourself from every type of social and spiritual evil that you could encounter in the outside world. And we find the next hadith also, narrator is Anas radiallahu ta'ala, very similar meaning of a dua which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read when leaving the house, but however the words of this dua are much shorter. Anas, so if we can't learn the first one, at least learn this one that is found in this hadith. Where Anas radiallahu anhu qal, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man qala, yani idha kharaja min baytihi, if a person says when he is leaving his house, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, yuqalu lahu, that if a person says when he's leaving his house, in the name of Allah, I place my trust upon Allah. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. This expression, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, inshallah, on some other occasion, we'll go into more detail. But the crux of what it means is that there is no power to do good, no power to abstain from evil, except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, if a person recites this when he leaves his house, what will happen? It will be said to him, the following things Allah will give you because you've read this dua. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Which is very simple. What will Allah give you? It will be said to you, hudita, you have been given hidayat, you have been guided. Kufita, Allah has become sufficient for you. Wukita, you have been protected. Watanaha anu shaitan, and shaitan moves away from you. So hidayat, Allah becoming sufficient for you, you being protected, and shaitan staying far away from you. All this just for reciting this one dua. If we obviously we have the yaqeen and the conviction. And it is mentioned that the one shaitan says to another shaitan. When a person reads this dua, one shaitan says to another shaitan, كَيْفَ لَكَ بِرَجُلٍ قَدْ هُدِيَ وَكُفِيَ وَوُقِيَ. Obviously, stay far away from this person. This man has already been given hidayat. Allah has become sufficient for him and he has entered into the protection of Allah. So how are you possibly going to be able to deviate such a person? So stay away from such a person. My respected brothers, this keeps on coming up in various ahadith, these du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great, great benefits that are attached to them. And as we mentioned the other day, this mindset that now I've reached my sell-by date, it's too old, brain cells are no more working, so what I learnt in deen, that's sufficient and we stop there. This mindset should not be there. We should have this justuju, this desire, this thirst within us to carry on learning aspects of deen. And one very important thing is take these du'as, even if it takes us 1 month to learn one du'a, or whatever the period, take one du'a, learn these du'as, and the easiest way to remember these du'as, ponder over their meaning and implement them from the first day. All of us, every day are leaving our house. How many times we leave to come to the masjid, go to work, wherever. So even if you don't know it by heart, write it down. Few days we find we'll read it, eventually we'll learn it. And all, once we bring this sunnah into our lives, then one is the nuraniyat of it, and the other is these simple acts, we will get the reward of ibadat also. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.